Good morning, beloved. Thank you for joining me for another Prayer for the Nations. Today, our passage comes after listening to Frank Harrell, one of the missionaries that we support here at Covenant Presbyterian Church, as he's been serving our King and our Lord overseas in Japan. He shared with us, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers, over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me, and opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Father God, we do pray for Frank, as he is with the largest unreached nation in the world, and the second largest unreached people group in the world. God, how only 2 out of every 1,000 people are believers. And even though there is economic prosperity, this man gave an astounding report that there is poor mental health. And so we ask that you who are kind would make known the beautiful love that you have for your people. We pray that even though people might from their birth hear about Shinto and at their death hear about Buddhism, we pray that they would hear about the one who lived a perfect life, died an atoning death, and yet is risen victorious and coming again. We're asking that you would take people from every tongue, tribe, and nation and bring them to yourself, but supremely this day. Would you bless Frank to savor the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and out of the overflow of being filled with your love, he would then love others well, and that there would be presbyteries, churches, agencies, and missionaries that are working in concert with one another so that a great anthem of redeeming love would spread across this country. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, beloved. Have a great day.